Blog Talk Radio.
Live again. It's the intro. And we're live.
Oh, okay. We've already played the...
Yeah, it's kept at.
And so I'm late again. Okay.
Not again.
This is the first time. Hey, I'm not late because I went to the Board of Supervisors meeting this morning, but that I did, and I didn't use all my time. I guess I was really worried about taking too much time. And
do you get 5 minutes there as opposed to...
I guess you do.
I think so.
Yeah. Anyhow, we were going to have that recorded, but apparently the city or the county in this instance had trouble with their TV.
Yeah, it said we're having video problems. Check back later, and it just started up after you left.
Well, that's okay. What we'll do is we'll get the audio off of tonight at the Modesto City Council meeting, because really what we talked about with the Board of Supervisors is that it's 2020 is going to be here pretty soon, and it's the political stories will start to come nationally, and I think also locally. If they don't come locally, we're going to make sure that we do that, that you are informed, that you do get the backstory, and that you get a little history of politics in Modesto. You know, we do have an outline. I have an outline of a book that, the title we thought it was Modesto Politics, a Blood Sport. And I don't know if that's the best title to pick for it. But what I shared with the Board of Supervisors this morning is documents from the city of Modesto, and it was the filing of George A. Petrolakis and Jim DeMartini. Now, this filing was for a political committee called Modesto 2000. And it was at 1130 12th Street, which is George Petrolakis' office. The filing was made on, it was from 1-1-99 and through 11-27 of 99. Okay. Well, I was elected mayor of the city of Modesto on 12-14-99. Within 2 weeks, George Petrolakis and supervisor Jim DeMartini, who was, getting himself involved in city politics, but Jim DeMartini, of course, was the chair of the Central Committee. So this Modesto 2000 committee was formed, and it was executed on 12-2-99. Maybe I'm wrong, but if I was elected in 12-14, well, maybe it makes sense. Then on 12-2, they had already form this committee. That makes sense.
Yeah,
I like my story the other way.
Seen how you sit behind the desk there, I guess.
Anyhow, I was wondering, I was hoping that the real story was that I was elected on 12-14 and they went and formed this committee on January 1st, but they didn't. The committee was called the Modesto 2000, and the office sought or held was Mayor City of Modesto, Carmen Sabatino, and the purpose of the committee was to oppose. Okay? So, on page 3, they reported on 11/27/99, they reported, yeah, this was all raised in order to beat me. It didn't make sense that they'd form it January 1st, but this is the report from 1/1/1999. Well, any monetary contributions were $6,899. They received loans of $5,000. So their total received was $11,899. Okay? And they showed expense of $11,457. So they raised, this is Petrolakis and DeMartini, almost $12,000. Okay? So then we can move on to page 4. And the monetary contributions received. Supervisor DeMartini, an individual, but a member of the Board of Supervisors, he contributed $900. Another guy, Gary Reed, 11/24, he also contributed $900. And, oh, here's an interesting one, Liberty Zegers. She's a homemaker. Really? Liberty Zegaris is Mike Zegaris' sister. And she owns Liberty Property Management. Well, we didn't want to... she only kicked in $5,000. So that would get the...
Was that
a
loan?
What?
Was that a loan from her or just flat out here it is?
Well, it's so far, I don't know. Let's
okay.
see. So then let's go to page 5. That is the loan was from Petrolakis.
Okay.
Petrolakis does that. He loans monies to campaigns. And we're gonna really push on him from now until the next election. He loans money campaigns and then after it's over, he gets his money back because he won. So on 11/24, Petrolakis loans the committee $5,000. Okay, now, why don't we go to page 6, the Modesto 2000 committee hired Ross Communications, 1700 L Street, Sacramento, and they paid him $11,457. Well, Ross Communications is Richie Ross. And Richie Ross, his offices are in Sacramento, and he is the king of slime. So, anyhow, this is all money that I found that came within a couple of weeks of my election. So they had other bills. Everything was in Sacramento, digital tractor for literature, Eagle Press for literature, NorCal mailing for literature, Press Ready for literature.
Did you ever see any of that literature as far as this goes?
Oh, yeah, these went out. I'll show you. I will talk more about that. But anyhow, that was the extent of Modesto 2000. And so you would think that after I was elected, it would go away. But no, not really. because what they wanted to do then, and I bet, yeah, there it is. They filed again. Of course, there's requirements to file quarterly or yearly or whatever. But the Modesto 2000 committee, it says here, covers period July 1st, 18 to 12/31/18. Let's see. And it was filed on January 30th, 2019. Okay? And it's page 104. And again, it's George A. Petrolakis and Jim DeMartini. But this time, Jim DeMartini's signature is nowhere to be found. So I guess Georgie went it alone. This time, the purpose, again, of the committee, Carmen Sabatino, Mayor, City of Modesto, opposed. You know, I don't know. There's a little plus or something noting that maybe I wasn't the mayor of the City of Modesto. So this time the contributions received were zero. Expenditures made, zero. Current cash, zero. But if you go to the next page, loans received. Well, George, don't you keep your money in the bank? Do you park it in political records? Because on page four, which is the last page, it's a lot shorter, Petrolakis went ahead and, full name, he gave $2,921. Then he gave another contribution of $2,500. And then he gave another contribution of $5,000. So as of 12/31/18, he's got $10,421. I'm sure that's not drawing interest. Interesting. But there's a lot of interesting things about George Petrolakis. And we do want to talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit about it again tonight at the city council meeting. And you know the nice thing, I had 5 minutes to speak at the Board of Supervisors meeting this morning, and the only time, let's see, who else has 5 minutes? I know that I think even the MID might have 5 minutes for you to speak. City of Modesto only has 3 minutes. And, of course, they'll let you talk if you like what you're telling them, you know. You can be there for 10 minutes if you're praising them and saying what a good job they're doing. And you can even introduce your family. But if they don't like what you're hearing, they cut you off.
You've said enough, Carmen.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to play Cecil Russell again, but is it possible to fast forward to that section where Cecil is...
just the Cecil part?
Yeah, just the last few minutes when he was talking about... Well, when he stopped talking and the city council decided that they didn't want to hear anymore. that really I had gone too far.
Sure, I've got it right here.
Okay, that part?
Yeah, his response to you, just his response.
Oh, no, like, no, I don't want to play him again. I just, the last, I don't know if we have the capability of doing
it. No,
there's
no fast forward, I'm sorry.
All right, so we don't, we don't want to hear from him again, but we do want to hear from Cecil again. And hopefully he'll appear. But he is involved now in Mayor Branvold's run for office, probably. You know, I've got some news on Branvold. He's going to be a one-term mayor. And the reason he's going to be doing that is I think that Petrolakis is going to throw him under the bus. It seems that his evaluations have not been very good. I think the evaluation he had in the B, was that yesterday or the day before?
I didn't know they did evaluations.
Well, it was the evaluation is what the B says about him and what other people are saying about him. He's not getting good reviews. He doesn't know what's going on. And there are other people who want to be mayor who won't have the baggage of incompetence that Branvold will have in 2020.
Well, people need to choose wisely because whoever becomes mayor has stepped into one heck of a mess.
Well, they're going to choose Petrolakis' candidate. That's what George does. You know, people in this town have the idea that, oh, we got to pick out somebody to win that, you know, we got to pick out someone that could handle this mess. Let me tell you from personal experience that when I became mayor in 99, there was a mess here. The city was in a downward spiral. Things were bad. And in order to correct them, it required that people who made it bad, like developers, like Zegaris and Petrolakis and those people, had to be more or less taken out of the decision-making process that was going on before 1999. So what we have coming this next 2 years is maybe it'll be possible to, as you say, elect somebody who can handle that. I don't know. What I'm hearing is people who are saying, why would I want to do that? I'm just too smart to do that. And so the people of Modesto and even Stanislaus County continue to think that the people they elect to office are running their government. The truth is that the government has been outsourced to nonprofits. Even the money, well, let me put it this way. I think there was a $7.2 million grant from the state. And you know, when money like that becomes available, people start appearing, I hate to use the colloquial, I hate to use flies and manure, you know, they just come flying towards it. We got to get this money. And so they form nonprofits and they go to the government and the government says, sure, we'll give you $250,000. You take care of this project. Or, actually, the most disturbing project that is now, I guess, in its third year, was the Downtown Community Benefit District. And that was created by a guy that used to work for the city of Modesto. I think his name was Josh Bridegroom. You remember him?
Yeah, Domo.
Yeah. So
he, Downtown Partnership,
the Downtown Partnership, now it's simply, they like to label stuff because they're marketers. So they created Domo, and once again, the city outsourced what the city should be doing downtown to a nonprofit, and the nonprofit, they're able to cut their own checks practically. So we do have a nonprofit downtown that's going to be collecting $1 million a year.
And overlaps because Domo picks up trash, 35,409.
I know you read that stuff. Let me ask you something. Where do you think it was put?
The same place that all the trash goes to.
Where?
I don't know. I'm just saying it.
They didn't pick it up. That's what it is. They're liars. They, you know, let's see the bills from the dump as to how much they paid to dump that. That's like asking Cecil Russell, and we will, to produce the P&Ls for the Chamber of Commerce and the Convention and Visitors Bureau back in 2000, produce those P&Ls and say that we were wrong in separating them. And taking the Convention and Visitors Bureau out of that deal, and, you know, it just so happens, Dave, I think I got the agenda here for tonight's meeting for the City Council. That I have it. And tonight, of course, they're going to. Here it is. It's the funding agreement for the Convention and Visitor Services. This is going to be on the agenda tonight. I don't think I'll stay that long, but let me give you background, or share with you the background. The city of Modesto is on the agenda tonight. It says that in June of 2003, the council approved an agreement with the Modesto Convention and Visitors Bureau, a nonprofit corporation, to promote and market Modesto for meetings, conventions, tour groups, and visitor activities. In August of 2005, the council approved a new agreement with the CVB, which was extended on July 6th and provided the CBD with 13.33% of the annual transient occupancy tax. Okay, let's see. The occupancy tax was $2,475,000. And an additional 5% of receipts greater than $2,475. So the B got 13.3% of that. It's a lot of money. Then, in June of 2015, the agreement with the CVB expired. That was only, four years ago? And by resolution, through 2015, the duties, functions, and staff of the CVB were transferred to the Community and Economic Development Department, while the Destination Modesto Task Force convened and made recommendations. See how they do the marketing? They say, "Hey, well, we don't want to call it total transit occupancy tax. We want to call it the Destination Modesto Task Force.
Isn't Chris Murphy on the Destination Modesto, or am I reading that wrong?
Yeah, but the CVB's separate bank accounts remain in place and no financial transactions have been made. Yeah, Chris Murphy is wondering what's happened to Destination Modesto because he's getting frozen out. Okay? So the city hired, once again, they hired a consultant. And that consultant developed a new agreement funding and appointing the city council as the CVB's interim board. So they go through the outline here of what happened in April, June, July, August, September, December, January. So now, in January of 2019, this is the most important thing. Last year, in December, they adopted the amended bylaws, and they negotiated an agreement with Civitas to establish the Modesto Tourism and Marketing District. So that's what it is. It's not the Convention and Visitors Bureau. It's the Tourism and Marketing, Modesto Tourism. And so they'll come up with some initials for that. Well, so now, last month, they had an agreement with Story Powered, another consultant, and that agreement's going to go through June 30th, 2019. Now, if you want to be on the board of directors, appointments are accepted. Now, I don't know who's going to be the person to approve the board members, but we'll see. So tonight they're going to have a discussion, and they're going to predict they're going to have receipts of between $1.9 million and $2.8 million. That's what they've had over the past few years. Since they assumed the CVB in 2015, annual budgets have been calculated using the same formula, includes the salaries of two full-time employees. I wonder who they are. Oh, they're former CVB employees. There's no names here. I know that Todd Aronson is one of them. I wonder if he's civil. You know, that we got to go tonight, 5:30.
Is that what time it starts, 5:30?
Well, that's what time the meeting starts. So for the performing, I only have 3 minutes now, but for the period of community input, public input, I'll use up 3 minutes talking about Mr. Petrolakis and Mr. DeMartini and the Modesto 2000. Because this really shows that politics in Modesto is a blood sport. But we'll be here. What else happened today? The B editorial. That was interesting. We must make certain that deadly force is justified when used by police. And, you know, the most, I think the relevant statistic is that in the past four years, 52 officers have died, killed, with civilians. But approximately 1,000 people per year have died. Scientists say the only way to reduce the number is to create change. That's it for today. We'll be covering more for you tomorrow at 11. 846-1814. Have the number.
We chickens trying to